A new video documentary called Cover Up alleges that the Iran-Contra affair was even dirtier than official investigations revealed. Critic Ken Tucker says the marketing of this film has been surprisingly successful.
Now that the presidential election is over, a recent video release looks even more timely than it did a couple of weeks ago. Cover Up, subtitled Behind the Iran-Contra Affair, is a 76-minute documentary film that's become a minor phenomenon. The film asserts that a so-called shadow government, including everyone from high-level U.S. officials to spies to drug runners, conspired to shape foreign policy in the United States and Iran throughout much of this decade. Cover Up was produced and directed by Barbara Trent. It was conceived from the start as a video cassette release and so far has sold more than 15,000 copies, a figure so high for a documentary cassette that Variety and Billboard magazines have run pieces about the film as a business phenomenon. Cover Up asserts that the CIA has been buying and selling drugs to fund covert operations throughout Central America to destabilize governments it deems hostile to the best interests of the U.S., and that no small part of that money has gone to fund the Contras in Nicaragua. Among the people offering testimony in Cover Up are two congressmen, Texas Democrats Jack Brooks and Henry Gonzalez, former U.S. Ambassador to El Salvador Robert White, and Barbara Honegger, a former Reagan-Bush campaign aide, and after that a White House policy analyst. Here, Honegger offers the most serious charge leveled at the government in Cover Up.
There were two meetings that we know of for certain to date that happened, one in Washington, D.C., and one in Paris, France, before the 1980 election in October of 1980, where George Bush, then vice presidential candidate, Richard Allen, who became Reagan's first national security advisor, Donald Gregg, who became Bush's national security advisor and still is, passed millions of dollars to the Iranians to delay the release of our 52 hostages an additional 76 days. They met with an emissary of the Khomeini regime who offered a deal that they thought Reagan and Bush could not refuse, and that was, we will delay the release of the 52 hostages if you will promise us all the arms that we could possibly want in the war against Iraq once you become president of the United States.
No matter how much or how little you believe of it, there's no doubt that Cover Up, with its bold graphics, barrage of facts and assertions, and melodramatic music, is a first-rate example of partisan political filmmaking, a fascinating rabble-rouser. Other new video cassette releases include two movies that President-elect Bush would probably enjoy more than Cover Up. Both of them have the word baby in the title. The first is Three Men and a Baby, the top box office hit of 1987. Three Men and a Baby stars Tom Selleck, Ted Danson, and Steve Guttenberg as three single guys who inherit a baby girl. You can probably imagine every funny situation the men get involved in before you even see this movie, right down to the dirty diaper jokes. There are some laughs here, but this is not the movie to see to restore your faith in American popular taste, or in that of France, where the original version of this stinker was the biggest hit in the history of that country. The other new baby movie is She's Having a Baby, a 1987 John Hughes comedy starring Elizabeth McGovern and Kevin Bacon as a young couple who fall in love, get married, and have a baby. There's less plot here than in your average sitcom, and Elizabeth McGovern's character is barely delineated. But in the middle of this bland little movie, Kevin Bacon somehow manages to give the most charming and intelligent performance of his film career to date.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.